This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Hola, bienvenidos, buongiorno. Welcome to an all new episode of the Low Life Podcast. I'm your hot and spicy, emotionally unstable host, Lo von Rumpf. And I'm so happy to be here with you today on this blessed Thanksgiving day. I'm over here just enjoying a good old brewski. Yeah, I'm over here just cracking open a fresh brewski to have with you guys. Just butching it up, enjoying a delicious beer. There it is. Heyo. I actually never drink beer, very rarely. My dad will sometimes want to have a beer with me. But my buddy Vicente was like, you got to try this beer. He doesn't drink either, but he was like, got to try this one. It's an African beer, a pale ale that came from London, England, but they use traditional African brewing techniques and traditional ingredients, and they make this magical little beer that I actually have enjoyed. And this particular one is called African Queen. I was like, oh my God, Vicente, give me that beer. I want to drink it up. It's like a Beyonce beer, and it's pretty damn tasty. So if you're listening to this and you enjoy drinking beer, I am always down for some suggestions. It's me and my friend enjoy cracking open a little brewski once in a while, you know, just having ourselves a nice cold one and just butching it up for you. Thanksgiving is a weird holiday because, well, most people associate it with amazing food, friends, family, Black Friday sales, you know, it's become a very commercialized holiday. But let's not forget, it's also a reminder of a genocide of millions of Native American people, the theft of Native lands, and the relentless assault of Native American culture. Some heavy shit. So, yeah, pass the stuffing, Aunt Patty. You know, like, it's just a lot. I remember coming home from school as a kid. I was around 9 years old, and I was dressed like a pilgrim. They had dressed me like a pilgrim at school, and then we made like the matching hat out of construction paper and a little turkey. You put your hand on the paper and you trace your fingers and you could make a turkey. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, I came home from school and the queen looked at me and just gave me a look like, oh God, for f***'s sake. The queen taking me aside and she said, okay, mijo, I want to talk to you about what Thanksgiving is really about. I want to talk to you about our family and also our indigenous bloodlines. So she ended up showing me pictures of my great-great-grandfather and my great-grandfather, both of who looked like literal Navajo chiefs, minus the feathers. I was like, oh, damn. We did a deep dive and we talked about, yes, it is a day to be thankful. And it did involve, you know, pilgrims and Indians, but there's also a very dark side of it. A dark side of Thanksgiving that we should acknowledge and understand. And I don't think people talk about it as often. I don't think it's commonly taught in schools. I believe now they're starting to touch on it in schools. Back when I was in school, definitely didn't know that any Indians were slaughtered. They were holding hands and sharing corn. You know what I mean? Like it just wasn't, you know, any darkness associated with it. But there is a culture shift now, which is nice. I don't see the problem in sharing the actual history. It's not necessarily a perspective. What we're talking about is just facts here, facts that happened in history. So that's part of the holiday. So, you know, in our house, it's an opportunity to honor Native American people, appreciate our friends, our family, and everything we do have, to celebrate hanging out with each other and the fact that we even have food to eat. You know what I mean? So we're still very thankful for everything, but we're just aware of the other side of Thanksgiving, which, again, it's an uncomfortable conversation that sometimes people don't want to have. And I get that, but it would be weird to deny it, you know? Like, that's not cool. So now Thanksgiving to me has been a day where I can express gratitude and just really lean into giving thanks to my family, my health, my mind, my body, being able to do something that I love. I'm very grateful for my listeners. You know, this little pod community we've built from literally nothing, from the ground up. And I have some of the kindest, funniest, most open-minded kings and queens who have become my friends on this show. My listenership is very diverse. We have men, women, young, old, gay, non-binary, straight, black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese, Latino, a few little French peeps in there. I got some friends up in Thailand that are listening to this one too. It's a healthy mixtration of people. Yes, that's a made-up word. Mixtration. Find it in the Low Life Dictionary. But we all have different perspectives and different outlooks, different backgrounds. And I respect all of them. I just freaking love my lowlifers so much. So speaking of different perspectives, different outlooks, cultures, ideas, genders, that whole thing, let's jump into today's episode. All right, Elliot Knight is our guest host of the Low Life Podcast today. It is part two. If you didn't get a chance to listen to part one last week, treat yourself, my kings, my queens. You are in for a treat. You will laugh with that episode. It will leave your heart full, and you'll end up leaving the episode with a smile. It's an interesting dynamic between Elliot and I because we are opposites in so many ways. We're very different. Some of our perspectives are different. The way we were raised was very different. He's a biracial, half black, half white, plant eating socialist king from the UK. And I'm over here. I'm a meat eating, fashion obsessed, capitalist Latino from Los Estados Unidos here in America. I mean, Elliot's dream vacation would be, you know, building homes for starving people in a desolate country and sleeping in a tiki hut and finding the true meaning of life and finding himself. Mine would be, I don't know, a Four Seasons resort, Maui, unlimited drink coupons, and a hot scuba diving instructor. I'm a literal piece of shit compared to Elliot. Oh, it's not that I wouldn't want to do something like that. You know, I have done something like that with Habitat for Humanity. It's amazing, but it's just not my default setting like it would be in the case for Elliot. But I'm still down to help people. You know, I'm not saying I don't care about humanity. I'm just saying it's more different strokes for different folks is what I'm getting at. The beautiful and healthy thing about Elliot and I is we meet in the middle. I love that Elliot is so passionate about his beliefs. He has a worldly perspective. He is a human rights activist, an animal rights activist. He's really big on climate. So I... climate change activist. He's a proud voice of the LGBTQIA community, and he's really used his voice, his platform, his influence to bring awareness to things that he's the most passionate about, which is humanity, the human experience, and that's commendable. I've gone into the weeds of discussion about a lot of these things he's so passionate about. He shared some incredible documentaries and different stories with me, and a lot of them have been very eye-opening, and it's also very heavy shit, you know? Like, that being said, sometimes I want to take a break from world issues like genocides, climate change, racism, the built-in system of oppression that we all exist in, the patriarchy. Sometimes I just need a little break from the heavy. Just want to have a nice slice of pumpkin pie. You know, that's what I'm doing today. I just want to have a little turkey. Even if I have been vegan for the last few months, I want to enjoy some turkey today. I don't want to live my life blindly. I want to know what's happening in other parts of the world. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in our own world, our own perspective, that you forget there are other people who exist on this planet and other parts of the world that are really going through some shit, you know? But on the days where I don't want to focus in on that sort of thing, because again, it does weigh on me, sometimes I just want to have an edible and a good laugh. And I think that balance is necessary. And the dynamic of Elliot and I is a very healthy dance we do, a conversational tango, if you will, you know? We really balance out each other in that sort of way. So on today's episode, you're going to get a Thanksgiving feast, delicious buffet, a nice, healthy balance of perspective, Elliot being disgusted by 90% of the food I choose to consume, and me refusing to give up turkey because I freaking love it. I will say, thankfully for Elliot and I, although we do come from two very different worlds, we definitely have the same core fundamental values when it comes to humanity and our world perspectives. But our differences are so funny. They're so good. It makes for an incredible friendship, a very deep relationship that's filled with love, kindness, celebrated differences, and hilarious podcast episodes. So the song for today's episode is from one of our favorite groups, Keen. Every time I hear Keen, David Gray, or The Fray, I now think of Elliot and our fun adventures frolicking together in this world. This particular song by Keen, Somewhere Only We Know, is at the top of the Elliot and Low Elo playlist, if you will. It will probably be our wedding song one day and will most definitely be the song played during our divorce hearing once the paperwork is signed and I take full custody of the children. So without further ado, let's jump into today's very special episode, Thanksgiving edition of the Low Life Podcast with my sweet potato of joy, my English biscuit of love, Mr. Elliot Knight. Hit it. Okay, we're back here.
Yay!
I'm obsessed. We are back with Elliot Knight. Gobble, gobble, bitches. It's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving!
You don't celebrate it, do you?
No, I don't. Actually, do you know what? Thanksgiving would be and is my favorite of the holidays.
I didn't know this about you.
Well, let me be clear. Sorry, you started me off already. It's been 10 seconds. I do not endorse the original roots of Thanksgiving and us celebrating it. It's disgusting.
The slaughtering.
It's a slaughter fest and it's horrible. And educate yourself.
Stealing their corn.
Exactly. Oh, corn. Lives.
Sure. Yeah. That too. Stealing everything.
But for the celebratory part of it, for getting together community and food, harvesting growth and the effort of cooking. I love that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. The UK Communal. Could do with a bit of that. It's great.
Does the UK have their own version of...
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. The UK does Easter and Christmas. And again, that's already... hate this. I'm talking about like white Christian England.
Yeah.
There's so many other incredible... There's Diwali.
Catholicism is the big religion in the UK, right?
It is, but I grew up in Birmingham and it's like Muslim, Hindu, Sikh. It's all the things, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But in terms of like the vanilla... calendar year, Christmas and Easter
are the days where you celebrate and feast.
Done.
Yeah. Well, I love Thanksgiving too. I am so thankful we have Nutrafol as a sponsor at the Low Life Podcast because I use them. I also have my friends and family now hooked on Nutrafol because it actually works. It's a great product. I highly recommend it. I love it. And I've noticed, especially with my mama, the queen, this was a great gift for her for Mother's Day. Because I know with the craziness of life happening, you get a little bit stressed. And she was complaining that her hair was thinning. She was like, oh my God, I'm shedding like Shamu. So I've noticed with some of my other girlfriends, since having kids, they see a little bit more of their scalp. Also, menopause can play a part in that. It impacts your hormones and that also impacts your hairline. And so when it comes to thinning hair, there are so many root causes at play and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required, free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code LOWLIFE. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code LOWLIFE. That's Nutrafol.com promo code LOWLIFE.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Are you familiar with all the dishes? Like, have you been to an American Thanksgiving before?
Pecan pie.
Yes.
Pumpkin pie.
Delicious.
Turkey.
With gravy.
Tofurkey.
Never had it. kind of gross.
Such not, well, that's actually not my favorite one. There's one that's great that, oh, I wish I remember what it was. I could try and get some free ones, but I won't. Every year at Thanksgiving in LA, I would go to Trader Joe's. Used to do one, but they changed the recipe. It got really bad, but they had a vegan turkey, stuffed turkey roast thing. And I would go there because they only sold it at Thanksgiving, and I would buy 20 boxes of them. And they're 20, and I would fill my freezer with them. And then I would eat them from Thanksgiving through to the rest of the year.
Yeah, that gets you to the new year.
Every day.
Wow.
Every day. I eat Thanksgiving dinner every day after Thanksgiving until the food runs out.
So is it a fake looking turkey that's made of vegetables?
It actually looks fantastic, but the one from Trader Joe's isn't that good.
They stuff the cavity.
Gardein does a really good one. Yeah, it has stuffing in it and on the inside.
But it looks like a bird.
It's like a turducken, I guess, is what you call it.
Oh, sick.
Sick word and sick process. Whose idea was that?
I will say this, though.
Don't say it.
I had a little turducken before.
Ew.
My meat-eating days. I still eat meat. I just haven't eaten meat in a bit. It's been a minute.
You are so inconsistent.
But I did. I'd like to try it all.
You do.
But turducken, which is a turkey stuffed with
Duncan
chicken.
Ducken.
What? Isn't it called a...
It's not a Dunkin' Donut.
It's called a turducken, isn't
it? It's called a turducken.
Turkey.
Duck and chicken.
Thank you.
Turducken. And you drop it in chocolate sauce and glaze it.
So yeah, turkey, chicken, duck. Ugh. Maybe you can even shove some pork in the cavity.
Do not endorse.
In the stuffing. And then, I had a bite of that. It was a little greasy for me.
A murder loaf.
Yeah. Oh, a meatloaf on Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite.
Meatloaf actually meat? Mm. A loaf of meat? Oh, I hate when you do this.
I'm licking my chops. I love meatloaf so much, Elliot. Even if I go vegan, which I've been doing lately, I'll give it up for a meatloaf. Oh, it's heavenly. So you take ground beef, the highest quality, good, and you just ground it up.
We're not doing this on my podcast.
And then you just mold the meat into a loaf, and then you put that loaf into the oven, and you cover it with ketchup or A1 steak sauce. I like to cover mine in A1. And then you flavor it up, bake it, serve it up. You cut it. It looks like a beautiful piece of meat cake, if you will. Cut that up, serve it with a big old scoop of taters and some gravy. So good. Heaven.
That is a climate cake. I hate it. Just carbon boom.
I would least. Love, I'm going to make you a meatloaf, a vegan
no.
version.
Okay.
Yeah. Same flavors.
I would love vegan. You to try. I'm going to get you for Thanksgiving. It's either Gardein or there's another one, but the loaf, the vegan turkey loaf that I love, that I would eat 17 of every year.
I'm dying to try it.
I want you to try that.
Yeah, I'll try it this year.
They also have little mini ones too. Little mini versions. So it's all breaded, little breadcrumbs. Mm,
cute.
Cut in it, little stuffing in the middle, gravy. It's so good.
I'm into this. Do you like cranberry sauce?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Stuffing.
I actually do crash potatoes, though.
What?
Crash potatoes.
What's crash potatoes?
So crash potatoes is mashed potatoes and, well, crushed potatoes and mashed sweet potatoes blended together.
I've never had that.
That's because I call it that and no one else does.
Oh, this is your own thing.
Yeah.
That's your own Elliot Knight dish.
Crash potatoes. It's mashed potato, mashed sweet potato, and then you smash them together and create crash potato. Or smashed potato, whatever.
I like is you're getting a little sweet, a little salty.
You are. And
both flavor compounds.
I prefer a sweet over a reggae because the sweet, it just goes down smoother. I don't think I'm...
Do you get Hershey squirts if you have regular potato?
Why do you go there?
Little.
That is so much. No, I don't get that, but it just sits for a while, feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, just like a heavy
too
in the
much
tummy.
Heavy, thick starch
got
going on.
Big shit.
Just
get
rid
of it.
Oh, my God. Just...
Okay, my favorite dish for Thanksgiving, hands down, though.
Hands down.
I do love a good stuffing. And you know what the thing is?
I know you do.
I'm mortified. He's just referring to just plowing.
Plowing away.
Yeah.
Happy, give thanks. And over, give thanks.
I do love good stuffing recipe. And the thing is, I don't eat pork. Well, I'm not really eating meat at all right now, but pork has always been my thing, right? I just don't mess with it. It's just not my favorite because I love pigs. I watched a documentary. I saw these cute pigs and it was really tough for me to eat pork after that. Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch the chicken documentary?
I did. Yeah. I still don't mind killing a chicken.
I hate it.
But pigs are so cute. And a lot of people have, there's someone in my building who has a pet pig. So it's really tough for me to, you know, go get a
All
delicious.
Right, I'm buying you a chicken, a live one.
I'll kill it.
Backfire.
No problem. I'm disgusted by them. Yeah, there's nothing cute about a chicken, in my opinion. Unpopular opinion, perhaps. But anyway.
Why don't you, and just you like know. To propose this, and maybe it should be an Insta poll. I don't know. Seeing as you're being vegan, but not lately, why don't you give yourself the wonderful, progressive, good for the earth challenge?
Of what?
Of having a vegan Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
A Thanksgiving, if you will. No. What do you mean absolutely not?
There's no chance in hell.
You can do everything apart from the meat, and there's meat substitutes. You can still have your potatoes. Oh, yeah. You can have your cranberry sauce. You can have your stuffing.
Beautiful.
Don't
man.
Touch me. I am so telling upset. You.
My meat loving
all
hands.
You have to do is replace the meat part. And that's it. There is non-dairy butter you can put in things.
I'm actually all for it. And when I have a family one day, when before we divorce.
Saying. Before, sure. This would be why we divorce.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to just sneak meat into your diet It'll all be the time. The,
oh, you? I don't
I will.
Like it. I know you will. That's why I don't like it.
Dad's been eating meat for 10 years, kid.
I'm telling you, if there's ever anything you give me when I can't read the ingredients, which you have given me, I'm not consuming it.
The chicken crackers that I gave you from Japan. I gave him cute
Not
little crackers from Japan that are shaped like Pokemon.
I need someone to absolutely interpret that for me because I have no clue what's in there.
Fair enough. You know too much. You know that I would sneak meat in your diet.
I know that you would.
Not anymore, though. I'm a new man. Changed.
I don't believe you.
So the queen is serving it up for Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, yep.
Yes. So we're recording this before Thanksgiving, but it is airing, I believe, on actual Thanksgiving, which would be so
Shut
cute.
Shut up!
Yeah, this episode is Thursday of,
Oh, yeah, because it's always on a Thursday.
So it is this.
Happy Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Happy Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving.
There's no way the queen would, she would never give up meat for this holiday.
No.
The queen, my mom. She is serving it up for things. She's making the dinner.
Was
I'm
incredible.
Helping.
Yes, culinary genius.
But if I told her that she had to use some like vegan meat, she would just be horrified.
That is
as with my whole family.
Well, yeah,
it's a carnivorous meat eating family.
Go for it. That's right. I'll offset your carbon footprint for you. Yeah. Don't thank me.
If you were coming to Thanksgiving though,
Rude.
Which one day you will,
I will.
My mom will do a whole vegan. Spread for you.
Oh, that's really
separately.
Well, I like to cook it
table
with
in the garage.
Very respectful. The garage and serve it to you then, on the ground out the front.
Nowhere near. But back to the stuffing that I love so much.
So much.
I thought it was vegetarian. So I've been just freaking chowing down on it for years. Even though when I eat meat, sometimes I'm like, stuffing just feels right because it's, a veggie option and it's freaking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
My mom makes her stuffing outside of the bird. She's not stuffing it into the bird's cavity.
Asshole.
Yeah. So it's a separate dish. But I found out the flavor, like that delicious flavor, it comes from a high amount of pork and like pig fat. And my mom loads that stuffing with so much swine.
Oh,
I know.
I'm sorry.
I'm still going to eat it though this year.
Will you just allow me just a quick moment?
Go ahead.
I really don't do this because live your own life. I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead. Hit it.
I think people eating a burger to people is tasty. And I get
delicious.
It. Who wouldn't want to eat a burger? Eating a cow, like actually eating a cow, I don't think that sounds tasty to anyone. And people wouldn't want to do it. Like if I put a live cow, if I brought one in here right
and
now.
We wrote,
if I brought a cow in here alive, stop killing everything in my mind. If I brought a cow in here and was like hungry, you would not be like, don't nod. You would not be like, I want it. And I think that is something to pay attention to because that's what at least a beef burger is. It is a cow. Just because you call it a burger doesn't mean it's not the disgusting thing.
Oh, it's more the policy of like out of sight, out
exactly.
of mind.
It's like, it's a sausage. Yeah, but what is it? That's just a word.
Right.
The thing itself is a minced up, melted, mushed up, random bits of pig.
Yeah.
just stuffed in a little plastic sack.
I like chorizo
and
con huevos.
Cold a sausage as if that.
Oh my God, I love chorizo. That actually, you know what? I said I don't eat pigs.
It's the wrong place.
And here I am. I love chorizo, but there's a soy rizo now. That's really
there
good.
Is
there's no meat.
And
it's delicious.
I'm only saying this because you don't know this. I'm assuming, but they've just had a climate summit in Glasgow. There's always these climate talks. You have no idea. I know you don't know. This is why I'm here, because I do know. And normally I just keep myself to myself and do things. And still, do whatever you want.
What summit are you talking
about?
Make your
own choices. COP 26, I think it was.
COPs? Is it for police enforcement?
No, it's not. Basically, it is meant to be a gathering of all of you. He's already tuned out. It's a gathering of all the nations in the world to set targets that they agree to sign on to reduce carbon emissions to combat climate change.
Okay.
America went and typically leads it. And there are a lot of people.
Superpower.
That's superpower. Yeah.
God, America.
Just like sausage. Just a word. Still stuffed with melted pig.
Fair.
Wow.
Damn.
Deep.
That one
but
cut.
Like, not untrue.
It's not.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, they were there, and there were a lot of youth activists there basically saying, this is just performance
art. Oh, is that with, what's her name?
Yeah. Greta Thunberg.
You've ruined my childhood.
That
You've
was
taken away my rights, my... Yeah.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can echo her words as much as you want, because preach, future president of the world.
I don't believe a word that came...
I'm disgusted.
I love little Greta Thunberg. What's her name? She's great.
Thunberg.
Yes. No, I love what she's saying. People are going to be like, you are the devil, love. No, it's great.
It is great.
She's putting herself out there. She's all
she is.
12 years old.
Not anymore. Anyway, I'm just saying that because it's topical. It's relevant. It's true. And I would love if even one person just considers like making even one item vegan instead of meat. Just one. It doesn't have to be the whole thing.
Yeah.
Or if everyone, imagine if everyone listening just didn't make, say, turkey, and instead of the turkey, maybe they still had
mind?
A chicken, but instead of the turducken, they had maybe just one thing, and then they had a vegan thing, and then maybe next year someone's like, I love the vegan thing, I only want that this year. Immediately, just on that one day, the huge positive impact that would have on the environment, huge. And then when that carries on enough to have an impact on the production chain, and when they stop producing as much, when they stop draining the earth of as much water to grow enough crops to feed one cow. If you just cut out the meat, all that water and grains would come to us directly as humans, and it would feed like thousands more people.
Fair enough, but I'm craving turkey.
What's next?
Yeah, sorry. Still gonna have a turkey. Actually, I now want to have turkey.
I hate you.
And steak. Thanksgiving. Okay.
Dress the turkey and the steak. Done.
No, I hear you. Thank you for that.
You
little
will. Hey,
TED talk about.
For the one person who actually cared about that, thank you. I appreciate it.
I do. And I think there's listeners. Let us know.
Tumbleweed.
Let us know in the comments on the review on Apple Podcast reviews. Let us know exactly what you think.
Let us know.
Is vegan ways.
Stick us a little eggplant.
There are a lot of plant-based eaters that I have as listeners and people who are interested in it too.
Yeah.
I've had Dr. Nagra, who is an amazing naturopathic doctor who specializes in vegan medicine, plant-based life. It was great. I learned a lot from him.
Boom.
And I have another nutritionist coming on too. That would be great. That's also plant-based. Anyway.
Are you going to balance it out with a meat-eating?
Yes.
Carnivorous.
I have a carnivorous dietitian who believes in pretty much an all-meat diet.
Cute. Can I come on the episode?
I would.
Just to listen.
Never. Actually, it'd be a great conversation.
With my red paint. Just.
Yeah. Yeah. So that person's coming on too. We embrace all different opinions.
And that's why I love it.
And
here.
Perspectives.
It's the best place. Where
so
the world
I want
be.
To get into the conversation that we left off last week.
Yes, finally. World's longest intro.
I know, but a great intro.
It is.
And all right, let's pick it up where we left off last week and let's get into it. This is still your show, Elliot.
Okay, good. So I was about to say.
Yeah, you're still.
I spat on the microphone.
You're still the, the host of the Elliot Knight. Late Nights with Elliot Knight.
Late Night with Elliot Knight. All Welcome. Right.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Hit it.
is not very rapid, and we're going to do it now.
I love that it's not rapid.
Here's the thing. Lo, what is something that people commonly get wrong about you?
Well, I guess it's about me, but being that I'm an only child, people assume...
You're a spoiled brat.
Hurtful. Oh, no, well, I wasn't going to say that.
Just offering a question.
Okay.
Just a hypothesis.
Was going to go more for just for only children that they are lonely.
Mm.
And I'm a lot of things, but lonely isn't one of them.
No, you're not at all.
I haven't experienced... maybe felt lonely at some points. We all do, but I loved being an only child and still do to this day. But I guess personally what people get wrong, I mean, most people on this show have said, I'm really not an extrovert. I'm an introvert. That's true for me too.
Right. Yep.
Something that people commonly get wrong about me is they automatically assume because of my profession that I'm super judgy when it comes to fashion and what people are wearing.
Right.
And I think that goes for anyone who has a career in the world of fashion, specifically a stylist. But that's something I get all the time. Like, oh, please don't look at what I'm wearing. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, I should have dressed up more. I hear that a lot. And I don't care. www.idontgiveaf.com.
You're really inspiring, actually. Like, whenever you see me and I'm just, I mean, even now, and you'll be like, oh, cute. Or you'll just say nothing, but not in a negative way. You only say positive stuff. And that's really nice.
Yeah, I try to, but also, I love like a good bargain. Like, I'm not as bougie as people would think too. That's another thing. I'm not bougie.
I used to be though,
but I've shed that layer
It's materialism. So boring to be bougie.
I still do love like a nice Burberry something.
Okay.
Well, once in a while. But for the most part, I'm down for a Target deal. And
what are you wearing right now? What labels are you wearing right now? Go on.
Okay.
Off the cuff. Tell us.
A Calvin Klein corduroy.
Calvin Klein. Okay. Borderline.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that?
American Apparel t-shirt.
Oh, cute. Didn't they? Okay.
File for bankruptcy?
Yeah.
I got it online.
Sad. Good job. Okay.
And then the sweats are...
I
actually don't know
where these... You don't know? Oh, I like this test. I'm going to do this to you more often.
Yeah, shit. I don't know where these...
Stolen goods.
Michael Kors hat, corduroy hat to match, chocolate brown. Right. Oh, my socks are from Uniqlo.
Shout out Uniqlo. Love it.
Yeah. That's I don't know where these sweats are. Maybe fucking Amazon.
Good job.
Like, cheap sweats.
Oh, now I want to do it. Can I do it?
Yeah. What are you wearing?
My socks are from...
Ooh, they're so... Are they Uniqlo?
Yeah, they are.
They're nice.
We're sock twins.
Yeah.
My little shorts I'm wearing are me undies. How to get out of them, first of all. And then this fleecy little jacket I have on is Uniqlo.
Nice.
This vest is, I think, Fruit of the Loom, which I stole from a Call of Duty fitting I had.
Perfect.
My first day. And that's all I'm wearing.
Beautiful.
That's right. I have a question for you, actually.
Okay.
Who is your favorite existing superhero, or which one would you want to be? I don't care if you don't know any of them. We're going to expose that too.
Favorite superhero?
That's right.
My number one would have to be Halle Berry, Storm, X-Men. Love.
Great. I'm not even going to question it. Incredible choice.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
One of my favorites. And I'd say Uma Thurman, Poison Ivy.
Okay.
I love Tim Burton's Batman.
Okay.
That whole Batman was, I think it was with, who else was in that? Danny DeVito played the Penguin.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying.
Jim Carrey was the Riddler.
Yes. Good.
So good. That's my favorite just franchise. But superhero,
terrifying.
Storm, X-Men, the hair,
great.
The movement, the melanin. If you had to make a playlist for me, what three songs would be at the top of it?
It would be Somewhere Only We Know by Keane. Yes. Yeah, so number sweet. One.
God, that's a great song.
And then it would be any song by Selena, where I would go, let's go.
Our song is Como La Flor. That's literally the song.
Come on the floor. It's a tune.
Jesus.
That is what I heard. You can play it back.
Fine. God.
Come on the floor.
Blasphemous.
Selena. And then third, it would be any song from the Disney movie soundtrack, Hercules. That would be for me, not for you.
Selfish.
Yeah, but I would perform a dance
love
to it.
No,
it would be a song from Hunchback.
Thank you.
To commemorate us watching it together over the birthday weekend.
That was great.
It was great.
Yeah. I love that you picked that.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, hands down, I love, well, it's a toss-up, but Little Mermaid really does it for me.
Oh, God.
What's your favorite Ariel?
Ursula Potter is, character?
You don't even know them, do you? I've watched Harry Potter. I've read the books, unlike you.
How dare you?
I read
the books. They're the only books I've read.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, kind of.
I love Draco Malfoy.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm definitely House of Slytherin here.
You are.
And I love Professor Snape because at the end, he's so endearing. He saves Harry.
What?
Professor Snape.
How many of the movies did you watch?
All of them.
Okay.
He's a hero at the end.
That's very interesting. The end of what?
The whole franchise when he dies, sacrifices himself for Harry.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what happens. Sure.
Stand here.
You don't know.
I do. Who's your favorite character? Dumbledore.
Yeah. Old gay headmaster. Are you kidding me? Get it.
Was he gay?
Where
Dumbledore
have
was gay?
Been under which rock? What boulder?
When was Dumbledore
gay?
Did
you crawl under?
Sleeping with Hagrid? Get out.
Oh, cute.
I love Hagrid too.
Cute. Hagrid's great. He's gay in the places that matter the least. Behind the scenes, after the books have released and then the author says something to the side.
How about
put it in the book?
Fair enough.
We're real and we're amazing.
Wait, so that came out after the fact? Like after Dumbledore died, they're like, oh, by the way, his roommate was actually his.
JK was like, he was gay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It would have been nice if he was gay when he was gay, and he was only gay when he was dead.
Mm.
You know, what good is that? Lessons to be learned.
What is the best thing about being your age right now?
31. Right now, the fact that I get to claim 2 years of my life back because of this pandemic. So really, I'm 29.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's a great perspective.
Youthful, young, very sprightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
What about you?
God, that was a good answer you gave.
I have a better one that I can give.
Give your new answer.
To substitute yours if you want.
Go ahead.
I feel a lot more in control of my life now.
Yeah.
And I think being younger and growing up.
Yeah.
There's this feeling of, there's a thrill and enjoyment from life being out of control and unpredictable and more spontaneous because there are outside forces dictating what happens. It's like when you're younger, you go with what's presented to you, or there's like, oh, adventure. Okay. Yeah. I'll just do it.
21 year old.
Yeah. YOLO, whatever. Just go for it.
Yeah.
And that is fun. Then that wears out. And then getting into 30s, there's this different mentality, at least for me, that set in of, I don't have to be thrown around by the winds of change of life every day and like be flapping about in the seasons. I can actually anchor myself in something I choose.
Mm.
And I can reel that anchor in and set it down somewhere else whenever I want, for as long as I want, and feel empowered in that. And it's actually not boring. It's incredible. It feels like a different kind of life.
Yeah.
It feels like you're actually living your life rather than going crazy in like some storm moment, which is super fun, but
yeah,
exhausting.
Yeah.
Give me a good 6 p.m. bedtime. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Embrace
it. 6, up at 5. Done.
I mean, not that early for me, but yes, I get that.
No, I think you wake up about that early.
I'm up very early.
You text me like 6 a.m. this week.
I love texting you.
Ugh.
Very early.
You text me so... I have a question for you. What is your least favorite quality about me?
Well, you just did one of them.
Oh, God.
Hypercritical and harsh.
I am hypercritical. It's true.
That's okay.
Blame my mama.
It's all right.
I'm so funny.
I embrace it.
It's because I love you. It's because I can't control it.
Just know that I text you a lot.
A lot.
I...
With because you love me so much. And your time
text
and your texts are
just as much.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
I reply to you. It's different.
I will never text you again.
That's so rude.
That's your Christmas
Why?
Gift.
Why?
Because
I was saying that as a compliment
never!
To you.
Never! Ah! You've lost the privilege.
No, that's what I was saying. Your time and texts are so valuable. You're very selective. And only invest in what you see as quality. And you stop it. Just sit for a second
okay.
and listen.
I'm glad they're capturing this.
You invest in me. And it is a gift and a treat.
Well, just know that I'm pulling out my investment. Cashing it out.
Oh, God.
For some f***ing coin.
This is what happens every day we interact. Okay. What's your favorite about me? Balance it out.
Now I have to give you a positive.
You absolutely do.
My favorite thing about you, is that what I have to answer?
Yes, please.
You are one of the kindest humans I've ever met. You're a ray of sunshine in human form. And there's a safety that I feel with you. And I don't think I'm alone in that. I think a lot of people who encounter you will feel safe, even if they're not, because it could be any situation.
Little do they know.
Little do they know. But I always feel a sense of security, safety in our conversations, the intimate conversations we've had. We talk about everything and anything.
Yeah.
And this beautiful bridge of trust has been established, but it felt pretty instantaneous with you. You just kind of know when you meet someone, if you could truly trust them. And I haven't really experienced that with a lot of people, but I have with you. And I think that quality, the trust, sunshine in human form, and just being so lovely to be around, even when there's a shitstorm happening in life, I know that you will still find some sort of glimmer of sunlight in it. You know, when you meet certain people and you know they're just having a shit day,
yeah,
and they kind of bring that energy into everything, and you just know, okay, that person's just like having a day. I've never seen you in that way. And I've been around you when you're feeling that way. Even you at your worst is most people at their best in regards to their disposition and their positivity in life. So bless you for that.
Oh my gosh.
It's a great quality to have. And it's, I don't think it can be taught. I think it's the way that your brain is wired and the way your heart is, your heart's created in that way. So you're able to be that kind of person for everybody, which is really nice.
Well, to follow your example, I think I have to shout out my parents, especially my dad, for that aspect, because my dad is very much happy, sunny, optimistic, positive, welcoming, inviting, engaging guy. He loves it. And growing up, he always lifted my spirits. It always felt like it was his role to keep my spirits up and high. He always wanted my life to be bright and full. Whatever was going on.
He is a very positive guy.
He really is. Yeah. He really is. And I love, that's a great survival tool. You know, I think for life in general, you have to be careful with it. There's definitely a balance that's right, but it's something that's gotten me through so many difficult situations and just life itself in general. Things that can be monotonous. Like anyone's work, my line of work has a lot of ups and downs and throughout the
sure
downs.
Does.
If you have like a perspective that helps you, there is an optimist and author who I think is amazing called Simon Sinek. I don't know if anyone's ever listened to him. Have you ever watched any of his videos? Or
no.
I will show you so many things afterwards. I will. And I'm not quoting him, but I've been rewatching things of his lately. And he talks about trust a lot. And one of the things that he talks about, which I liked, is he said, I think he quoted Brene Brown maybe, that building trust isn't about when you give help. Building trust is when you ask for help, because
that is
asking involves vulnerability, which giving really doesn't in the same way. And similarly, Simon talks about how just giving, say, setting up a transactional dynamic with someone isn't necessarily trust building when that transaction is a reward or money or something like that, when it's not an effort that you actually directly make. And so trust is something I really value in people close to me. And it is, I would think I would say that trust is the number one quality that I would hope people would always be able to say 100% about me. That's the thing I pride myself the most on in terms of my actual efforts, I think is what I'm trying to say. And so for me, it's really important to be able to, if you have an ability to not make situations about yourself or your own reality when it comes to other people, or if you can do something for someone in a way that best serves them rather than a way that best serves you, I like to participate in that way because it helps build trust that I'm responsible for and that I can then enjoy with the other person too. Just like with you, we talk about this all the time. We talked about it a few minutes ago before this, about how I don't want you to ever feel like I'm showing up for you to get some reward out of it, because that's not a dynamic I would enjoy participating, contributing to.
Using you
for fame and glory. Like I would.
No,
would
it's not transactional at all.
No,
I don't feel like that.
I want you to know that
your intentions are pure.
Well, it means a lot to me that you would genuinely feel and think that because it is the truth. And it's just so nice to live in a world where we can be in our truth and have trust and be vulnerable and feel safe.
Amen to that.
End of TED Talk.
No, loved it. Needed it. All right, Elliot, we're going to end the episode there. The way you're able to just turn it on. It's incredible.
Thanks.
It actually blows my mind. So, Elliot, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I hate every second.
Celebrating Thanksgiving. It's an honor to have you here at the Low Life Podcast. You're a fixture here.
Honored to be here.
We can't wait to have you back.
Really, though, I hope.
Yeah.
Great.
But this is, I mean, technically, you're the host of this particular episode and last week's episode.
That is right.
So if you want to have your own little spin on it, take us out. Oh, well, you know what we haven't done, which I was supposed to answer last week, but I didn't answer it.
Okay.
And I want you to answer it, too, because I didn't ask you this question.
Okay.
But is there a quote? We always end it with, is there a quote that you'd like to leave the lowlifers with? Something to go into the weekend? And I've never given a quote, and neither have you. So we'll do that, and then whatever you want to add, your little spin on it.
Oh, we're so on the spot. There's so much you want. Wait, a quote of a person? Like an official quote?
It could be a quote from...
Can I just say something?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know people's quotes. I haven't read the Bible.
Sure. It could be a quote from a person... from a book, from yourself. It could be anything you want it to be.
Okay.
Something to leave the lowlifers with to go into the weekend. Hopefully it's positive, but again, one person said, if you can't tone it, tan it. That was their quote. You know, so to each their own.
Oh, I wish my mind's not going to be like that, to my detriment, probably. I'm going to keep it a ridge straight from the H-E-A-R-T, hot. Looks confused.
I was struggling with that one.
Struggling.
Straight from the heart.
I think I'll try and keep it simple and I will say this. Sometimes, nay, most of the time, it is everything you need to do to just be. And no more.
Oh.
That's it. Sometimes you can just be.
Just be.
You have to do anything. You don't have to achieve something. You don't have to impress anyone. You know, you don't have to. Sometimes there is achievement in just being.
So, I love that.
Yeah, give yourself a gift and just be.
Just
for the day.
Be.
Yeah.
I just want to be.
Try it out.
Here with you right now.
I just want to be here with you right now. Holding you tight. Wishing that I was more like you and less like me. Elliot.
I love that Jessica Simpson song. Or whoever it is. So good.
Shade.
Yeah. Amazing banger. Okay.
All right. Hit us then with an actual quote, please, if you
That's
would.
That's a great quote. Just
Thank
be.
You.
Yeah.
It is. It's a quote now.
Sure is.
I said it.
Put it on a t-shirt. Put it on a mug.
Oh, I remember my other favorite quote. It's real quick. I came up with it in school. The mind onto the brain of a body is as the wind onto the sails of a ship. Your turn.
Yeah, I get that.
Right?
Necessary.
Very philosophical.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Sophocles over here. Damn. Is that who it is? Sophocles or Socrates? Who's one of the greatest philosophers of all time? Anyway, a quote that I love. I'm trying to think. I have a couple in my mind. So this is one that has just come to mind, especially going into the holidays and stuff like that. But what I've found, and I read this in a book. I don't remember which book it was. It's recent.
Harry Potter.
Sure.
That's the book I know. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
You always reference Harry Potter. I love it. Well, whenever I'm like, I read a really good book. You're like, Goblet of Fire.
Have you read any of them?
All of them.
Okay. Let's continue.
Okay.
Okay.
Here it is. Oh, actually, it just came to me. The person who said this quote is Russell Barkley, but I don't remember the specific book. I've read several of his books. This was in one of them, but he's a psychologist and he's incredible. But what he said really resonated with me. I've applied it to my life, especially in those moments when I'm dealing with difficult relationships and people I just don't understand. And the quote is, the people who need the most love in life ask for it in the most unloving ways. So give it to them. Choose to give your love freely. even when it's a difficult choice.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's crazy even thinking that way, and it was hard for me to wrap my brain around that concept. But it makes complete sense to me because the people who genuinely need the most love are going to do it in the most unloving ways because it's a plea for help. They're literally begging for love. Like when I lost little Dookie, I was so angry. I was sad. I was upset. I was lashing out at people. But all I wanted was for someone to just hold me and understand what I was going through. All I wanted was love in that situation. So now I apply that to my closest relationships. I mean, it's your choice, of course. You don't want people thinking it's okay to be hurtful towards you. But now that I have this new perspective, I really no longer am taking it personally when someone I'm close with is lashing out or distancing themselves or creating unnecessary, quote-unquote, healthy boundaries that are just pseudo-boundaries because in reality, those boundaries are walls up because the person is scared of vulnerability. The person is crying out for help. All they want is love. They're begging to be loved. You know the phrase, hurt people? That's what's happening here. So in that specific moment, we can make a choice to love the person harder. We can love the person more deeply and have a more meaningful connection. So I apply that quote to my own personal relationships and those I'm closest with, my family, my friends, because it just constantly reminds me to love authentically, give my love freely with all my heart. That quote just reminds me that some of the most unloving people who are really going through some shit in their lives that I may or may not even know about are the ones who probably need love, need me the most. And I could choose to show up for them in whatever capacity that may be. But typically, I'd like to show up for them as a constant source of love. Mm. So yeah, I'm going to leave it there.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well done. You won. You won the quote off. Definitely.
It's not a competition.
I had two and I lost.
No, it's not. Both are great. All three are amazing.
Thank you.
So on that note, we'll end it with a great quote. And how do you want to take the show out, Elliot?
Oh, let me think.
Show.
Okay.
You want to change the tagline?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make it
Don't
about,
eat meat, Butas.
That's literally what I'm thinking in my head.
Oh my God. Don't go slaughter cows.
Okay, no. Okay, here it is. Hang on. Just give me 2 seconds.
I'm
just
gonna this has to be like a good little tagline.
It's going
to
be great. I'm just stitching it together in my head.
No, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
I can pause it for a moment. All right, you take a beat, give that some thought. And while you're doing that, I'm going to shout out some lowlifers who have taken the time to leave an amazing review on Apple Podcasts. Oh, I'm so appreciative of my listeners, so I want to shout them out. You guys taking the time to rate, subscribe, give a 5-star rating, and leave a review is the reason we can keep this little shit show afloat. And it's the perfect time to celebrate my low-life listeners. Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for you guys. And honestly, we wouldn't be able to do a show and put out this free content and keep delivering it to you guys, serving it up, if you weren't taking the time to support the podcast. And the best way you can support this podcast, this little shit show, the little engine that could, is by giving a 5-star rating, of course, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and supporting our sponsors. So thank you for taking the time to do that. And to show my gratitude and thanks, I'm going to be opening up the Low Life Gifting Suite. That's right. We're opening up the gifting closet and I'm going to be giving gifts to you guys. Yeah, so if you want a little hyaluronic serum, a gift card, gifts from our sponsors, I bought a bunch of shit on Amazon that I'm going to be sending out, picking people at random. So when you do leave a review on Apple Podcasts, make sure you put your Instagram handle somewhere in the review so then I could find you and slide into your DMs and send a little something, something your way. And who the hell doesn't love free shit? Especially for the holidays, if you're not loving what I send you, which I'm sure you're going to, it also makes a great re-gift. So there's that. Okay, so first one up, here we go, comes from Shannon Kopsel. Shannon, is that how I say the last name? K-O-E-P-S-E-L-L. Shannon Kopsel writes, "Variety is the spice of life, 5 stars. Lo is the best at bringing in people to discuss a huge array of topics. I love how he is so interested in learning about anything and everything. I've learned a lot about topics I've never even thought about, and it has opened my eyes to why people do the things they do. Love, 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 Lo, and his openness to new ideas. He's someone I'd love to sit down and talk with for hours. Oh, but one podcast a week will have to do for now." She threw a little dick eggplant emoji, a tamale, a rainbow, and a unicorn. Oh, thank you for that beautiful review, Shannon. I'm having such a good time getting to dive into different topics and kind of explore whatever's on my mind. And also thank you to my lowlifers for suggesting some amazing topics too. Whatever we are curious about, we are going to dive on in, dive into the deep end. All right, next review comes from BM Ramirez at the Ramirez Crew. What's up? The Ramirez Crew writes, highly, highly, highly recommend. 5 stars. I can't say enough good things about this podcast. There's not one episode that I've listened to where I'm not laughing my ass off. I came across Lo from Off the Vine and I've honestly been hooked ever since. Refreshingly real and authentic. Feels like a conversation with a best friend. I wish you all the success, Lo. You are so deserving of it. Oh my God, your Ramirez Crew, thank you so much for that. I appreciate you tuning in and thank you for your support. I always try and throw in a little bit of humor with every episode, but that's just my personality in general. Even if it's like a super heavy topic, I got to have a little bit of a laugh. You got to be able to laugh at some shit in life because again, life is heavy enough and there's enough darkness out there that I'm glad I could put a smile on your face. That makes my day. So thank you for writing that beautiful review. All right, we have time for one more review. This one is coming in hot from Riley T, R-I-L-E-Y-T, writes, the most uplifting, hilarious podcast with 5 stars. Lo, you kill it every week on this pod, even when it's just you telling us how to make trashy sangria. I'm entertained and always laugh. My favorite part of the pod is when you say, hit it, after giving us a little intro. Truly such a fun and positive way to start my day. If you ever have free time and want to release episodes twice a week, I'm here for it with a little star eyes and a brown heart. Oh, thank you for that, Riley T. Oh, and 2 episodes a week. I am here for it. I would love to do that. The thing is, I got the styling career happening right now, but I feel like as this podcast picks up momentum and we're growing this community, then I will be able to almost devote more time to the podcast. I'll have to, you know, cut a few clients out because I'll be doing more low life stuff. So again, thank you for your support because when that happens, eventually I will be able to do a couple episodes a week. And yeah, this will be like a full-time situation. Could you imagine? Oh, I need to put that on my little manifestation board. Okay. I'm putting it out there. Thank you for that, Riley T. Thank you for listening in. All right. Elliot's over here in deep thought, thinking how to close out the show. What the hell do you got for us, Elliot?
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Fucking dramatic. Elliot is the most dramatic.
Okay, how about this? Something like this. Goodbye, and thank you for keeping it right. You've been listening to The Late Late Night.
With Elliot Knight. Ah! Wait, that's great.
That's all right. In like a couple seconds, minutes.
I love it.
Yeah, wait, me too.
That's the perfect way to
I'll work on it for next time.
I love it.
Okay, send in suggestions.
Oh, yeah, we're great with that one. On that note.
On that note.
We'll.
Goodbye. Thank you for keeping it right.
Yeah, I guess we have to leave it with that. It just feels weird.
It does. It does. Let's do the OG.
Okay, no. Okay.
Let's share it.
So.
Okay, let's do a word each.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Have yourself some cranberry sauce.
No.
Maybe enjoy a pumpkin pie, okay. A pecan pie, a delicious tofu turkey.
Good for you.
Enjoy some leftovers.
Feel good about your choices.
But don't
forget
to drink your water.
Untas. Because I know. Are you thirsty?
Perfect.
Yay.
And we're out. Yeah, we do.